Youth Sports Now presents Your Peak Performance, topics that support the well-being of your young athlete, presented by Peak Performance Physical Therapy in East Rochester.
And we are back on Youth Sports Now. I am Greg Camp, your host and lifelong Little Leaguer. And, you know, as I sit here in the studio getting ready for the Peak Performance Physical Therapy segment, I look around and I'm literally and figuratively surrounded by mics. I've got microphones in front of me, and there's microphones all over the studio. And then I've got Mike Golisano, who was our guest in the first segment, and I've got Mike Naparella here. So I guess I'm pretty safe if I just say, hey, Mike.
How you doing, Greg? That works.
Doing great, guys. Hey, you know, we want to talk real quick about this because I think it's important, because part of our job on Youth Sports Now, we may talk a lot and do about sports, but it's also about life lessons and giving the kids the ambition and the motivation to do things that are important in their lives. And Mike Naparella, you've got a guy, a young guy, Mike Golisano, who works with you. Obviously, you brought him into the Peak Performance family. And he wanted to be a physical therapist because of an injury. A, how often do you ever see that? And B, you know, can you guys maybe just talk a little bit about the experience of being a physical therapist and working together?
Absolutely. You know what? I think it's sort of ironic in an odd way that the great majority of physical therapists, I think, that I've spoken to, the start of it all seemed to go back to them getting injured. And there's this fascination and interest with figuring out and problem solving how to get through that process as quickly as possible and get back safely. And, you know, I think therapists, as all healthcare providers, have that sort of caring heart, that wanting to help sort of side to them. And when you combine that with sort of a fascination, with a curiosity with the healing process and how to figure out how something happened and how quickly do I get you back, physical therapy turns out to be one of those professions that is a really neat thing to get into, because we can combine the best of those both of those worlds together.
So for you guys, I mean, how alike is your training? Now, Mike, you went through this, obviously, you know, you're slightly a few months older than Mike Golisano.
Sort of the dinosaur in the clinic.
But, you know, for you two guys, I mean, how different was your training? I mean, Mike Golisano, what are you aware of was different in your training from what Mike went through?
The training is the exact same thing. We both did the 40-week course where we were working with the same kind of mentors. But the interesting thing about function and what you're seeing with function is each person's going to interpret things differently. So what I may see in a patient, Mike might not see. And then what Mike may see, I may not have any clue as to where he's going with it. The key and the things that we always typically do as we work together and finding, hey, I saw this on this person, but, you know, they're not getting quite back to where I wanted to be as fast as they are. Well, what do you think? Where else would you look? And then he'd give me a couple of pointers and say, hey, this is where I would go. Have you checked that? And then we'd be able to go back and forth. So when you're dealing with function, a knee isn't just a knee. A knee on you is completely different than a knee on me, and a knee on me is completely different than a knee on Mike. So when you look at a person as a whole, you're trying to find out exactly what's going on for them individually. And that's why we make everything so individualistic as far as our protocols and the things that we give, exercise that we give to our patients. So because of that, although we've had the same training, we probably take completely different approaches. And what Mike might look at and what I might look at would be different under the same kind of theme.
Mike, what do you think about that?
Well, and I agree totally, and I guess I would give Mike some extra kudos there. Yeah, we both went through that 40-week fellowship program, which, again, at Peak Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Training is a unique thing that we offer that no one else in Rochester has been through. And we're really proud of that, and we really love having that functional, problem-solving, biomechanical perspective. It's helped us immensely be effective with our patients. But Mike, as with Aaron, who's our newer physical therapist that we've mentioned over the past several weeks, in these recent 5 or 10 years, physical therapy has shifted from what used to be a bachelor's degree program, a 4.5-year program, when I went to school back in the Paleolithic era or whatever that was, back 25 years ago or so when I graduated, and my wife Karen as well. It was a bachelor's program back then. She also got her master's in athletic training. I did a double major with exercise science. So we all have sort of nuances to how we came up and trained through the field. And we've got all those years of physical therapy experience behind us. The core program of what you learn in physical therapy school is very, very similar. It's not like the whole field has changed over 20 years dramatically. There's been significant evidence-based changes and things that obviously we've kept up with as graduated practitioners that they learn for the first time as they go through school. But now those programs are what are called DPT, or Doctorate of Physical Therapy programs. It's called an entry-level doctorate program. It's not the doctorate like someone going for a PhD graduate work, but it's called an entry-level doctorate. So their program is, it was 6 years, right?
Yeah.
So they're in school a little bit longer than we mm-hmm. had to go. And so they have a little bit more training that they get in terms of medical pathology, radiology, differential diagnosis. As the field continues moving more toward the potential for assisting and being an independent practitioner, where people can come off the street and have someone who's very knowledgeable on the medical side of things to make sure that those are being watched for. So those DPT students who've been coming out for the last 5+, you know, even some for more years than that, they're very well versed in their training. And so that's something that's unique and special about those programs. So there's something to be said at Peak Performance in terms of the experience we've got. We've also got more recently trained physical therapists who are a little bit more up on and more well-versed in differential diagnostics and things like that, that we didn't have quite as much of going through school. And a little bit more internship training as well, where they're out in the clinic learning before they mm-hmm. graduate. So there are some differences. We really value what Aaron and Mike bring to the clinic. It's different than what Karen and I bring. And we all have that function base, but Mike and I are the two that went through the long program.
You know, Mike, with Peak Performance Physical Therapy, you know, and you are bringing on, you know, new physical therapists. You just hired Aaron, who's joining your staff or has joined your staff. In some ways, you know, you're kind of in a very interesting situation. You are like a coach. So you're working with these new young physical therapists, and you're a coach, but you are also a parent. So you and Karen really bring a whole bunch of cool perspectives to this.
Yeah, and we really love that environment because we believe not only with our patients are we coaches, with the kids that come in or their parents or grandparents or whoever, that as physical therapists, we're sort of coaches on the healthcare side, but we do need to be coaches in the clinic, mentoring and helping train up these young physical therapists. As Mike said, there's times that, you know, he or Aaron may see something from a different perspective or different view that I didn't pick up or I didn't see. And the same obviously is true with Karen and I, having had 20 plus years in the field, that we may do the same. So we do try to help coach and mentor them coming up in the ranks and helping share our wisdom and experience so that it doesn't take them 25 years to what it took me to figure out. I think as new physical therapists in the field, it's been really helpful for us to have someone like Aaron and someone like Mike as these young therapists in our clinic. The young athletes certainly appreciate them and get along really well with them because they're certainly closer in age than
sure,
we are.
Sure.
But all of us have been athletes at some level. At high school level, Karen was a runner in college. Aaron played sports in high school. Mike played Division I soccer. So we've all of us have played sports at different levels, and it really helps a lot. And I don't think it's required, certainly, as a physical therapist to be effective with an athlete, but it certainly helps. It's no different like you as a coach. If you've played the sport before, it gives you some subtleties and some important lessons learned and knowledge base and experience that you can convey as a coach that if you didn't have that stuff, doesn't mean you can't be a good coach, but it certainly helped. And we're in that situation that all of our physical therapists have played sports before. So it does help us, Greg. It helps us relate to the athletes when they come in. And on the other side, it's sort of neat because we have that balancing act, right? We've got the younger therapists, but Karen and I as the older therapist there, as parents of athletes, I think gives us a little perspective that we can share with our own patients, and also we can mentor and help Mike and Aaron understand those perspectives that are unique from a parent's side of view. You know, oftentimes, yes, we're treating the kid that came in, right? But we can't forget that they've got parents who sure. care and love for them deeply, who are also impacted by this injury in a number of ways. And just sometimes the teenager, you know, they're frustrated by feeling like everyone's on their back and they feel controlled. And so sometimes they can be frustrated with their parents' role. And we try to encourage them. You need to honor and appreciate that role. They've gone through a lot of sacrifice to get you to this point in sports that you're at. And even just paying the copay and driving you to physical therapy, to be appreciative of that. And I think parents appreciate knowing that there's someone on that side of the healthcare, not only caring for their child, not only caring for their teenager or their young college athlete, but also who kind of has their back, who understands the position they're in. Because as a parent, Greg, when they come in, they've got a lot of questions as a wiser, more experienced adult that sometimes the teenager doesn't have. And so we oftentimes have to speak to that side of things. And the teenager, that young athlete, may not ask those questions, but they're important things that you know the parent, you can see it in their eyes as they begin to talk about a question or a concern they have, that there's something that from a parental side and as an adult, that our experiences of having, you know, a college athlete and high school athletes and of our own helps us mentor them and try and share experiences with them and help lead them down the path and try to encourage and support them in that process too.
You know, it's really intriguing to me because, you know, knowing the folks over on your team, it's a great opportunity, not only for young physical therapists like Mike and Aaron, but also just the simple fact that it's great for you and for the patients and for the, you know, the parents, because you got everything covered. One thing that we do want to cover, Mike, is we've got a couple of questions from some of our listeners and we want to get to those. One of them is about a I think it's a hockey player. Yeah, it's a hockey player who their son broke his ankle and it's still sore. And the fact is that, you know, if I remember the question correctly, this happened about a year ago. And now that it's hockey season again, it still bothers them. So what should they be doing? And should they just stop in and make an appointment to come and get an assessment?
You know what? There's a slew of answers on that question there. I love that question. One thing is that, as you know, Greg, we recently started this sports injury clinic, sports injury screening program, where we have this opportunity for only $25, a relatively small fee for less than the price of an oil change. You come on in for about a 15-minute short, quick visit and let one of our physical therapists get a quick look at you and just help point you in the right direction. So many parents and athletes have things going on. They don't know if they want to commit to a full visit with a physician or even a physical therapist or their athletic trainer. They don't know what they're going to get caught up in, but they want to have somebody who's knowledgeable give them a little information, point them in the right direction. Let's try to get beyond Googling everything.
Right.
You know, there's so much information out there now that sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Everything can be done on WebMD.
So, absolutely.
So if you go to the web, you've got your answers.
And there's real challenges with that. The information source can be a challenge. The ability of the person reading that information to be discerning and to know what's legit, what's not, to know even when someone offers, hey, this has been backed by research. Well, if you talk to a professional who's in the field, we may be able to be very discerning of that literature and say, well, there's some contentions this way or that way. There's some different perspectives to be had. But if you just take the author's viewpoint, sometimes you can be led down a path that may not fit really with where you're at. So I think it's something that we're trying to offer as a service to people to say, we'll give you a quick answer. So that's one route for that parent to potentially do. If there's a little bit more certainty that, boy, we really are pretty confident something needs to be done with this ankle. There's a few options someone like this has. And we do see these stories all the time. One is to certainly go back to that physician if they're still following up with the doctor and just advocate. We would encourage parents to really advocate for their teenage kids, their college kids, and even for themselves when they have an injury. Greg, oftentimes, sort of what might be called the standard of care in various realms, but we'll talk about orthopedics right now, would be to go ahead and set the fracture, fix the fracture, you know, do the arthroscopy. We make that early fix, that immediate care, and then let it rest a bit and let them gradually return to life and see if things go well. And certainly no doubt for a certain percentage of people that things do go well. But I think this question that this listener, you know, emailed into us is a perfect example that so often the perspective can be, hey, they didn't have a lot of pain. They seem to be doing well. But look at what happened to this kid. Right. Months or even a year later, from what seemed to be a quote-unquote healed ankle fracture, we've now got a kid who was going back to actually what they wanted to do, and they're struggling, they're having some troubles. And that really shouldn't be the case. Someone should have, they should have been in an environment where they could be tested and some certainty could be had. And we can do that in physical therapy. We can put them through the rigors and say, boy, I'll tell you what, that ankle now bends just like the other one. Hey, that foot, leg, ankle, it hops just like the other leg now. Hey, you're within 80%. You've still got a little more work to do in this one area, but you're getting close. We can give them that confidence. And oftentimes that quote-unquote standard of care of releasing people back to gradual activity on the surface seems adequate, but leaves too many kids, we believe, too many adults, mm-hmm. in a position where they haven't really fully recovered. They may lack symptoms. They may feel pain-free with low-level activity, and that's an encouraging, reinforcing thing when they go back to visit their doctor. And so then they say, boy, it sounds like you're doing great. You're done. I don't need to see you anymore. But then they go back to the rigorous activity and they struggle. So that person could contact their doctor if they're still seeing that doctor. And I would, you know, really implore parents to advocate for their kid and stand up and go ahead and ask for therapy. Another option is if the doctor's released them and they really haven't seen them for a while, had no plans to, but at this point their sense is, I'm still struggling. I need some help. Is they can get in for that quick screening visit, or if they're really confident they really are going to need some work, go ahead and set up a direct access physical therapy visit. You can come in. We can do a full formal evaluation, not the short 15-minute screen. Really get down and dirty with digging deeper, trying to understand what's going on, take a lot of measurements, take a look at how they're performing, really design a thorough program. And we really believe kids like this shouldn't exist. This doesn't need to happen.
So in terms of that, though, I think there's one other thing that I'll throw out at you, and I certainly learned this from you, and that is what's good about this story. It's not good that this hockey player, and again, from the email, I'm assuming this is a high school-aged hockey player, that they broke their ankle over a year ago and they're still, you know, having pain. But the good news is what you say all the time. The player, the athlete, they said something.
Absolutely.
I mean, this player could have continued a year after an ankle break and not say a word to mom, dad, coach, or whomever. But it seems like in this case, from the parents' email, that they said something.
Absolutely. You know, let me take a moment for the young athletes out there who are paying attention. Now, we've encouraged the adults to step up and make sure that we don't push kids too hard and that when they need care, they get care. Coaches and parents alike. Let's step back for a moment and just remind our young athletes, it is really critical for your well-being, for your enjoyment of your sport. You're not going to be out there having fun, sweating up a storm, laughing and giggling, and just competing and leaving it on the field and court, having fun, loving that side of sports if you're hurt. And it's really critical that when you're starting to have an injury, a pain, a discomfort, something doesn't feel like it's holding you right, you don't feel stable, you don't feel strong, you just aren't performing like yourself. When that's happening for too long, and let's say too long is more than a bunch of days or a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, go ahead and settle down a little bit, give it a chance to go away. But if it's not resolving, boy, you got to step up and say something. There's people out there like what we do at Peak Performance who are out there who can help you, who have the ability to get you back to what you want to do. Undoubtedly, young athletes are concerned. I just heard this from a young athlete from my daughter's team recently. They're concerned about saying something because they know someone's going to tell them to rest. They're afraid to be told not to play. But some of these kids are going to not play for a very long time in the future, or might bring on an injury that requires a surgery, or might compromise their future scholarship that they got because they went through these small injuries or recurring things earlier on that they could have done something about.
And we've talked about that. I mean, you know, we talked, I think, a couple of shows ago where you've got these multi-million dollar athletes who, yeah, if they're injured and they go out, that might be their career. But, hey, they can, obviously being sarcastic, sort of, they can fall back on broadcasting. But the fact of the matter is that if you're 14, 15, 16 years old, you have your entire life ahead of you and you have a serious knee, ankle, whatever injury, you could be affecting the rest of your life here.
Absolutely. And I just talked with a coach today who was in the clinic for a knee problem, who's got actually the opposite ankle, was an old recurring injury, has about a 30% motion loss, very unstable standing on it. Now I'm talking about the ankle when they were in for their knee. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong ankle when they're in for that knee. And one of the things they said to me was, their wife said to them, you got to take care of this. Do you want to lose it all now by getting back and going too hard at things now? Or, you know, what about 15 years from now when our son is ready for you to coach them and play? Will you be ready? I think young teenagers don't think about these things, but as we get older into adulthood, we start projecting out into the future thinking, do I have 1 year in front of me? Or do I maybe have 15, 20, 30 years of sports in front of me? And with the overuse that we see, we've talked about this on numbers of shows with young athletes and these recurring overuse injuries in multiple sports. Kids, I think, more and more now are going to be risking not, hey, boy, I can't play when I'm 45. They're going to be risking that when they're 25. They're going to be risking that when they're 30. And that would be a terrible thing to do. So I love that this young athlete was willing to step up and admit that something wasn't right. And that the parent was willing to be listening to the show and say, hey, let's ask a question about my son. There's got to be something that could be done. Well, let us tell you, absolutely there's things that can be done.
Hear that, parents, and hear that, kids. You know, you got a pain, talk about it, and make sure you get it taken care of, and at the very least, get into Peak Performance and get some sort of assessment of what the injury is and how the functionality can help you. When we come back on U Sports Now, I'll have some final thoughts from my dugout.
U Sports Now at WYSL 92.1 FM, 1040 AM. Get the podcast at WYSL1040.com.